Those extra pounds had attached themselves to my belly insidiously over 4 decades, beginning shortly after I graduated from university. For most of that time, my weight never really bothered me. I was strong, physically active, and as far as I could tell, my plumpness did not interfere with my professional, social, or romantic pursuits. But sitting there in Dr. Dennis's examination room, I realized that something had changed. My shirts strained against their buttons. The waistbands of my pants were uncomfortably tight. When walking down a street and catching sight of my reflection in shop windows, I recoiled. That lumpy character in no way fit the image I had of myself. I became embarrassed to take off my shirt at the beach. Hiking, cross-country skiing, and cycling, all activities I adore, were becoming less enjoyable as I huffed and puffed several yards behind my wife. There were still a lot of mountain trails I wanted to scramble over, lakes and rivers I hoped to paddle, and pools in which I planned to someday cast a fly. More wonderful than any mountain, an enchanting, impish granddaughter had entered my life, and I wanted to stick around to experience pleasures I had forgotten from when my daughters were growing up. Joining the 2/3 of Americans who have medically significant amounts of weight to lose, I decided to go on a diet, something I'd never done. For the worst possible reason, I chose a regimen called the Whole 30. Yet I'll wager most people select their diets according to the same lame criteria. It happened to be the weight loss fad du jour. There was no way to avoid hearing about it. The Whole 30, the 30-day guide to total health and food freedom, the original book, there are now at least a half dozen spin-offs, describing the diet's parameters and providing 100 or so recipes, climbed to the top of the New York Times bestseller list, where it remained for more than a year. Whole 30 inspired a mini-industry overseen by Melissa Urban, one of the book's authors. In addition to sales of more than 2 million books, the company had millions of social media followers, made branding deals with the likes of Whole Foods Market and Blue Apron, the country's largest meal delivery company. Segments featuring Whole30's youthful and oh-so-buff authors Urban and her then-husband, Dallas Hartwig, aired on Today, Good Morning America, Nightline, and many other national television programs. Publications including Cosmopolitan, Parade, and The Washington Post touted the diet's results. It seemed like half the people my wife and I knew were doing a Whole 30 and had become Whole 30ers, terms Hartwig and Urban coined. The theory behind the Whole 30 is that certain food groups damage our health, pack on pounds, and wreck the quality of our lives without our even realizing it. By eliminating psychologically unhealthy, hormone-unbalancing, gut-disrupting, inflammatory food groups for a full 30 days, hence the diet's name, I would cleanse my body and push the reset button on my health. Like almost all creators of contemporary diets, Hartwig and Urban insist that theirs, unlike the others, is absolutely not a diet. Rather, they write, it is self-experimentation to help you determine how the foods you've been eating are actually impacting you, your digestion, your metabolism, your immune system, your cravings, and your emotional relationship with food. They claim that it's an unintended consequence that 96% of the people who go on their diet, self-experiment, lose weight.